Beautiful.
Lass?
Yeah?
I'm getting a few onions, baby.
This week, a couple who depend on nature for their livelihood. I'm Samantha Brown, and this is the Nature Stories podcast, curated by Atlantic Public Media in collaboration with the Nature Conservancy and the Public Radio Exchange. Today we hear another piece from Stories from the Heart of the Land, our public radio series about the connection between people and the natural world. Here's series host Jay Allison to tell you more.
Nova Kim and Les Hook make their living from the land, Vermont to be precise. They live at the very top of the state, in the Northeast Kingdom. But they don't farm.
See, we get $20 a pound for these, but it takes a lot to make a pound.
Les and Nova are foragers. They call themselves wild crafters. They bring back flowers, herbs, wild greens.
That is chanterelle or a lobster hiding in there?
Chanterelle?
And mushrooms. But these aren't the white button type you see in the grocery store. Les and Nova gather bright red lobster mushrooms or golden chanterelles. They've collected over 150 varieties in Vermont alone. Most mornings, you'll find them packing up their station wagon, loading a cooler on the roof for their collections, and sandwiches in the back for themselves. That's where producer Emily Botine met up with them.
You want the other one down there, too?
Les and Nova depend on their knowledge of nature and some luck, and they depend on each other.
A typical day in the fall is all the mushrooms you can pick. A typical day right now is good luck. You know, you have to look a lot and...
So we're going to head right for the watercress or something?
Yeah, let's head right straight for the watercress.
In the fall, if we don't do 500 miles, it'd be a surprise.
In a normal day, we start out and we'll start collecting as we go. And then when we get what we need together, then we head out and deliver. Some days we may not get out of the Northeast Kingdom. Some days we could end up in Brattleboro.
Okay. And this is a patch that Nova found this spring.
We just kind of wander around through the woods and...
Except what's offered.
How much Queensland rice do you want, babe?
48.
We're out to actually fill our basket, but we're not going to cry too much if we don't get it full. This is a beautiful spot here. I grew up on a farm with... There was nine kids in our family. Hungry, poor. When I was a kid, I could go in almost any woods in the state of Vermont, and it was almost just like a park.
Wild onions.
I've mushroomed a lot all back through my life to eat.
You cutting?
I'm a trying to.
You're a trying to?
But to sell. I never sold any mushrooms until I was living over.
You got a bag handy, or don't you got a bag handy?
Honey.
He actually came to my door looking for real estate, because I had moved to upstate New York, and I was selling real estate. I'm from Wyoming.
Okay, we don't have daylilies.
Okay, daylilies.
We have the sorrel.
Everybody said, well, you can take the girl out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the girl. And I said, watch me. I'm going to be the one. Watch me. I was a very precocious young child. I had married a gentleman who was, he got his bachelor's from London School of Economics and his master's out of Columbia University, and he got his PhD out of Chicago U. I mean, and I just graduated from high school. Hey, nothing daunting for me. I was hell-bent for Washington, D.C., and my parents had trained me to go into politics to change everything. So by the time you go forward a few years and a few husbands and everything else, and now I'm sitting in upstate New York, and I meet Les. He seemed like a very nice person, but I wasn't out looking for husbands. I mean, I'd been married three times already. The last thing I wanted was another male, and plus I was still married. And that was 26 and a half years ago.
Okay, where are we going to go after this?
Well, we need...
We need to get the mushrooms, but I don't know what that's going to
be. We should go over... Where do we want to go?
I think I met Nova long before I met Nova. I mean, I always knew I was going to meet her.
Okay, let's think about this.
If you really want to get many lobsters, you've almost got to go into the teepee. What time is it getting to be?
And we spend every day... You know, a lot of people go, oh, my God. But it's 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, every week, every month, and in 26 and a half years.
See, then you got to remember, when you get our age, it's getting harder and harder. You have to try to remember which woods are early woods.
Which ones are late woods.
And late woods, so that you know where to go and check first.
If you're tuned in, you find what you're looking for. And if you do
Les has a memory and a mind for going back to things.
I've been coming up here since I was a kid. We know hundreds of spots like this that are just plain special, right? But you never know when you're going to drive in
and it'll
it's
be gone.
Not going to be there.
See, I had this thing about being able to go back in my memory. When I was young and you memorize the woods, you know that woods like the back of your hand. You know every little knoll, every bit of the woods.
Mushrooms are always in one stage or another. Either they're just coming,
or just
or
going.
They're just barely there, or they're just going south. You know what I mean? You don't. Let me see if there's anyone over here real quick. This is not a good mushroom here, is it?
Let me see it. What you got, baby?
And whenever in doubt, leave it in the woods. If you're 99% sure,
that's not enough.
You don't even think about taking it out of the woods. I don't see any. But my eyeballs might not be turned on.
A couple of little teeny scrawny poor excuses down here, the poor things.
Another one right there. Lobster.
Yep. Isn't that beautiful?
These are pretty nice, ain't they, babe?
Yes, they're beautiful.
I'm not saying I haven't got almost as nice ones here before, but this is right up there as nice or nicer.
Yeah.
And I think I'm leaning a little bit towards the nicer. When the mushrooms are thick, you don't know if you're ever going to get done picking that patch.
Okay, I can't see, but I can see those chanterelles. Now, how is that?
Yeah, well, you've got good eyes for seeing chanterelles.
I think Noble and I have been really good for each other.
Oh, I see a lobster from here, babe.
We've had some hard times. We've fought a lot.
You got a bag for these guys?
Yes, I do.
I think I'll start my own bag.
Start your own bag. Be that way.
We still do off and on.
She says I don't clean my mushrooms too good.
But most of the time, you know, it's reality. We get along and...
Face it, honey. Getting old is not for sissies.
Yeah.
Love you, babe.
I love you.
Okay, we ready to go?
My estimation is so. Nova died tomorrow, I'd be wildcrafting with her as long as I lived because she'd be in the woods with me. So, I mean, there's no way that I would be alone. I mean, I've been with her, and I don't think she'd leave me.
Yeah, he wouldn't get rid of me that easily. And I know I wouldn't get rid of him that easily.
I think we both understand one thing. As you go through life, life is almost like a cabin in the woods. And it has crackers and peanuts and stuff in the cupboard, and you're really, really hungry. And you stop and you eat. And when you pass back through there, you replace the peanuts and you replace the crackers. And you try to put things back in perspective where you actually saw them when you were first taking them.
See the chanterelles, dearie?
I saw the chanterelles behind me.
Nova Kim and Les Hook, accompanied by radio producer Emily Botine. If you want to taste some of Les and Nova's foraging, you'll need to go to Vermont. But you can go to our website for a list of local restaurants that serve their edibles and for a link to order a resource guide they wrote. That's at heartoftheland.org, where you'll also find pictures of Nova and Les weighing a recent catch. They wear identical outfits, by the way. Button-down shirts, always the same color.
It's hard to find the kind of shirts we like. We like double pockets because we, you know, I carry pens, we carry things.
We have every color you can imagine.
And I don't know how it got started.
We always buy matching clothes.
But it did. I can't even put my finger on when it did, and now it just wouldn't seem right.
No.
No.
But if she starts wearing skirts, I don't know what I'm going to do.
That piece was made for Atlantic Public Media's series Stories from the Heart of the Land, produced by Jay Allison and Emily Botine. The music was composed and performed by Bill Frizzell. The Nature Stories podcast is produced with support from the Nature Conservancy, committed to protecting nature and preserving life. If you'd like more information on the series or the podcast, go to nature.org/stories and send us your thoughts and feedback to podcast@tnc.org. From Woods Hole, Massachusetts, I'm Samantha Brown.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with a solar sensing climate control system. Learn more at Acura.com.